Amen. Father, we thank you for every declaration, and we thank you, God, that we decree and declare that this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelical visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O God. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Prophetess Darlene, please open the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for traveling mercy. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for the food you provided in our bodies. I thank you for letting us go to church so that we can praise you, God. I thank you for Bishop Ebenar Jordan and Prophetess Deborah Lady Jordan. Father God, I thank you for everybody in this world. I thank you for the roof that you put over our head. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. As thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Bless mommy and daddy and the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for providing our food, our clothes, and thank you for your safety. Thank you for the angels that are watching over us. Thank you for all the angels that are with us when I sleep, whatever I'm doing. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for me. Thank you for providing. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you that we can come and praise your name, God. God, I thank you for all the families represented on the line even now, God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for our Archbishop and our leading lady, God. God, I thank you for everything that you have done for us, and I thank you for the leadership that you give the youth and leadership that you give everyone on the line, God. And I thank you for traveling mercies for everybody traveling, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Next prophet.
Ooh, name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this day that you have made. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, God. And I just wanted to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Father God, I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, and your love. And thank you for these children, these fledglings, who have stayed up late, God, to seek you. Thank you, Father, for their voices. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. God, thank you for your protection and your covering over them. God, I ask you to give them peace, peace in their hearts and their minds, and bless each and every person listening in on the line, God. Bless them this morning. Help them to remember you, God, always, to give you praise. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision and for allowing us this platform to come together on one accord in unity, God. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to me. God, I thank you for my physical healing. And I thank you for the healing of the people whose names are on the prayer list, God. You know each and every name on the list and what their needs are, God. I ask you to provide their needs, God, and a special prayer for Brother Meek Mill, God, as you are going to bring justice to his situation. I thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and your grace, which is sufficient for me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for another day to come before your presence. Lord, I cry out unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men, or work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil
which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Father, I just thank you for everyone on this line. I thank you for the wisdom that brings instruction. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy, and I thank you for all the legacies that is represented on this line. Father, thank you for covering the fledglings. We thank you for their love for you. Father, just bless them in a most unique way in this season and in this hour. Father, I thank you that as you begin to allow us to wake up from one morning to another, may we walk out your law, your ways, your principles. Father, I thank you for covering every family member that's represented on this line. Thank you for new open doors of opportunities to grow, to be fruitful and multiply. Father, I thank you for service, and I thank you for prophecology and poem. I thank you for every prophet and guest that's coming to prophecology. Lord, may you show up like never before. Father, I just thank you for the minstrels, and I thank you for travel and mercy. Father, cover our young adults and children as they go on their trip this in this season to both to Maryland and D.C., Father, may the angels cover the driver that's driving them. Father, I thank you for elevation, debt cancellation, and restoration. Father, cover the marriages, Lord. Cover the homeless and cover the and cover our president and the cabinet. Lord, cover the men and women that serve in the country so diligently. Keep their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that has been uttered. I thank you for every counsel that we come before. Father, I thank you for breakthrough from the north, south, east, and west. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the fledglings, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the prophetess, Lord God, the prophets, Lord God, coming together to pray on tonight, Lord God. Father, we also thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, and we thank you, Lord God, for Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for leading them the way that you'd want them to go, and we thank you for giving knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing each department of the ministry, Lord God, for strengthening, Lord God, through good times and also through bad times, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for leading us in the way that you'd want us to go. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for great ideas. We thank you for success. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for the children doing good in school, giving them good grades, Lord God, giving them good education, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need to do to bear fruit this earth, through this, Lord God, through this life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just divine protection too, Lord God, even what's going on, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering, Lord God, the fledglings. We thank you for covering the prophets, the prophetess, Lord God. We thank you for traveling mercy, Lord God. Those that are coming in traveling by plane, those that may be traveling by train, those that may be traveling by bus. We thank you for divine protection. We give you praise, honor, and glory, for you are the great I am that I am. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day that we have here to worship you and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for every family even on the line. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be here and worship you. We thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go, Father God, even as the youth of the ministries embark on this trip, Father God. We thank you for traveling safety as they come and as they go, Father God. Father God, thank you for right connections. Allow right connections to come our way even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to have peace, Father God. Allow peace to reign in each and every one of our households, in our hearts, in our spirits even now, Father God. Allow your peace to reign even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for love. We thank you for agape love even now, Father God. We thank you for a listening ear, Father God. We thank you for opening up our eyes and opening up our ears so that we can hear and see you clearly even now, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for joy and strength. We thank you for our elders and our children, Father God. Father God, touch the children, Father God. Touch their spirits and their minds even now, Father God. Touch our elders, Father God. Thank you for keeping our elders in their right minds, Father God. Thank you for keeping all of us in our right minds, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all these things and so many more, Father God. We'll continue to lift you up. Thank you for joy, Father God. I love you. Amen and amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. God, you just love us so much, God. You've blessed us with so many things, and God, we want to thank you. Take this time up to thank you as we worship you, Father God, and stand in agreement for so many things, God. Whether in our life, our health, our strength, Father God, our coverings, our comings, our goings, Father God, and our right mind and our mindset, Father God. We thank you for moving through our bodies, Father God. We thank you, God, for complete health, Father God, and deliverance from things that are not even of you, Father God. For we do cancel out addiction and oppression and depression, Father God. And we thank you, God, for we see you. And we see you, really, Father God, the strong force in our life that keeps us. Thank you for doing new things, God, even in my body, Father God, in all of our bodies, Father God. For we continue to decree and declare healing and restoration. And God, we thank you even for our minds, our spiritual studies that help us to grow in you, grow deeper and grow in you, Father God, so that we're able to stand in the power and withhold our praises unto you, Father God, for all these glorious things. We thank you for the breakthroughs in financial situations, Father God, the favor in banking situation, the favor in real estate, Father God, favor in schools, Father God. Thank you, God, for covering us while we sleep and while we awake, Father God. Thank you for your protective angels that you sent to guide us, Father God. Thank you, God, for the spirit of discernment, Father God, the prophetic power, Father God, that we are able to see, Father God, and all those who are on the fast, Father God. May you continue to strengthen them, Father God, as they lay their plates down, Father God, to walk even closer with you, God. Thank you for relationships, Father God, the right relationship, Father God, and thank you for even that barrier that's around us, Father God, so that no weapon that's formed against us will ever prosper, Father God. For we walk in strength, we walk in power, we walk in love, Father God, and we thank you for wisdom in this day of the decisions to make and the people that are around us. Now, everybody on this line, Father God, you know their names and their faces, and you know their petition, Father God. We stand in agreement with them for their families, for their restoration, for their blessing, Father God, for their children, Father God, and their parents even, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for every name that went up for the prayer list, Father God, because we're touching and agreeing with each and every one of those names, Father God, that you restore. You break the curses, Father God, and you heal them from mind, for their mind, their body, and their soul. Thank you for our ancestors that prayed us up to this day, Father God, that saw us years later in the future that we should be here praising and worshiping you, God. I bless your name and I thank you for our spiritual leaders, Father God, that you continue to move through them, Father God, for not just I, but we all love them, Father God, and we thank you for the gift of Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and the gift of Pastor Jordan, Father God. We love them and we hold them up high for you, Father God, giving your name always, always the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 117, praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is the love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you, God. We worship you this evening, God. We give you the highest praise, God. We sing and speak hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, for who you are, God. And we thank you, Father God, for being the great I am, God. We thank you, Father God, for being all in all, God. We thank you for being almighty and all-sufficient, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're powerful, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are, Father God, more than enough, God. We thank you that you're El Shaddai, God, and El Tanisganu, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah, God. You are mighty to save and mighty to deliver. We thank you, Father God. Now we worship you, Father God, and we pray unto you, Lord God, asking, God, that whatever is not pleasing in your sight, God, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Make us vessels of honor, God, that we may be pleasing in your sight, God. We thank you, Father God, that you move and live, God, and we move and live and have all your being, God. We thank you, Father God, for your spirit and for your nature, God. We thank you that we are created in the image of God and in your likeness, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are a pure heart, God, and that, Father God, we think on those things that are pure and lovely, God. We speak peace to the brethren, God. We speak peace to the nation, God, and we thank you, Father God, for unity, God. We thank you, Father God, for synergy. We thank you for prosperity. God, we thank you, Father God, that you're opening up doors, Father God, that no man can close, God. We thank you for financial breakthroughs, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are seeing the harvest, God. We are seeing the latter day rain, God. We thank you, Father God, for your power, your grace, and your mercy, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are seeing, Father God, the greater works, God. We thank you for the stirring of miracles, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit and pouring out your spirit on all flesh in this hour, God. We thank you, Father God, for raising up, Father God, the changing of the guard and raising up new faces, Father God, that will not be afraid, Father God, to speak a word, that will not be afraid to stand, Father God, for the gospel's sake, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the children, God. Give them boldness, courage, God. And we thank you, Father God, that they will be fruitful and plentiful, God. We thank you, God, that you give us the joy, God, of the Lord that is our strength. Strengthen our bodies, strengthen our minds and our souls and our spirit. We give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor for our children. We give you the glory and honor for the fresh, new, tender hearts that you've trusted us with, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, we cover these children even now, and we bless them. And God, we ask that you stir their hearts and their minds and anoint them, God, with fresh oil, Lord, and let your fire and your zeal consume them at an early age. For they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And we ask in the name of Jesus, we decree it so, God, that they will become hungry for more and more and more of your glory and your presence. Hunger, Rabo Shelaba, for the things of God. Hunger, Lord God, for your anointing. God, breathe on these children tonight. Special blessing, God, spirit of excellence, cause them to excel in school, cause them to stand out, Lord God, as leaders among their peers, leaders in community, leaders even in the church. Father God, we bless them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And we cover them with the fire of God, Lord God, for no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. Father God, breathe upon them, Father God. Breathe upon them the joy of the Lord. Breathe upon them, O breath of God. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in their lives, and bless their mother, our own prophetess Bethany. God, continue to strengthen her, God, as she rear them and guide them and train them up. Anoint her afresh, anoint her with fresh oil, wisdom and strength, physical strength, emotional strength, mental strength. Build her stamina as never, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Let your anointing flow upon her even now. Encourage her heart. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bless our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, as you continue to stretch them, stretch them as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, strengthen their hands, strengthen their hearts. Let the zeal of God and renew their strength as the eagle. We lift up our first family. Oh God, every member, in the name of Jesus, we cover them, God, and we strengthen them, Lord. The blood of Jesus prevail. Oh God, every work of darkness that would rise against them, we subdue it now. We crush it now. We reroute and cancel every assignment of the enemy, Lord God. We send every demonic force packing, for the blood of Jesus prevail. For that when the enemy comes in one way, it must flee seven ways, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless every seeker and prayer warrior on this call, every home that's represented, every family member, every ministry. Father God, let your blood prevail. My God, let your power fall. Let your healing flow in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse destroyed, my God. The power of God flows even now on this line. Lord God, destroying every yoke of bondage, oh Koresh, and rebuking lack, debt cancellation, we decree it. Mortgages burned, Lord God. Esha takaraboshe, oh Rabaka Shandalaba. Oh God, we thank you, God, for canceling debt, canceling mortgages, canceling car payments. God, work a miracle for this, your people. Relieve them from every spirit of oppression that they may worship you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you the glory and the honor. We thank you, God, for the coming prophecology. We thank you, God, for the miracles, the power that's showing up, that's resonating, that's resting in the place. Even now, God, we glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we thank you for your continued standing. We thank you for your continued support. Amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you available to do the announcements?
Prophetess Olympia is here.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Olympia. Amen. Into your hands.
Amen. And join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday for our 9 a.m. conference call. And also remember the Pop Life Radio, which is Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be discussing it's all things prophecology. Any questions or concerns that you may have, we are still giving instructions regarding that. The registration is closed, but you still have an opportunity to come to Prophecology when you sow the $2,500 seed. Amen. And you will have to pay for your own accommodations of the hotel and your food. Amen. Also, we want to remind you at 8 p.m. for our conference call with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, and the Company of Prophets from Monday to Saturday. Also, we want to let you know that you can come right back here on this line for another Midnight Cry with our very own Pastor Deborah Jordan. If you have any prayer requests, you can go to her website at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. And the number here that you can meet us again for all conference calls is 515-604-9266. Again, the number is 515-604-9266. And you can text to give at 646-762-0433. And this is where you can text your donations to give your tithes or your offerings. Amen. Because we know that this call is a blessing unto everybody that comes on this line every evening. Amen. Prophetess Darling Gray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Olympia. Amen. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? If you have a prophetic gifting, a call upon your life, and are seeking mentoring, training, amen, you can join the Poem Seekers call. And that number is 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign, Tuesday and Friday, 9 p.m. Sunday, 2 p.m. Amen. And you can learn what is required to become an understudy, amen, and to be mentored and trained by the most trusted name in prophecy, our very own Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. Lastly, Prophecology July is coming, and you want to set up your Book of the Month 4, and your hotel and food and accommodations will be covered. Amen. Call 888-831-0434. Again, 888-831-0434. And let them know you want to set up your Book of the Month 4. And for joining the Book of the Month 4, you will receive a publication written by the very own most trusted name in prophecy, amen, our very own Archbishop. Every month you will receive a book scribed by his very own hand, amen. You don't want to miss anything that Archbishop is releasing in this season. These books are not available in any store or online at Amazon or any of the other major retailers, but you must be a member of the Book of the Month Club to access, amen, these publications, amen. So go ahead and join the Book of the Month 4. Set up your pledge at 888-831-0434. And Company of Prophets, once again, Pastor Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, thanks you for your faithfulness, for your stand, for your yes, for your commitment. Archbishop honors your commitment. I love you to life. Appreciate you. We can't do this alone. Fledglings, you are the center of my joy. You have made my heart glad. Love you to life. I'm so proud of you. Lady Bethany, thank you for your yes. Thank you for being such a great example, amen, of mothering and mentoring and leading your children. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. And we want to say happy Monday. Amen. And just in a few days, we will see you in the place called there, Prophecology 2018. God bless you is our prayer. Good night.